It's time to talk MTCS sports. It's time for Cougar Corner with Brian Barrett and John Dinkins. Live from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike, the primetime sports team is joined by Middle Tennessee Christian School coaches to talk about their most recent games and upcoming opponents. It's time to talk Orange and White on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and streaming online at GoPrimetimeSports.com on Cougar Corner.
And good morning, everybody, and welcome to Cougar Corner. Brian Stewart here in the house, and we're going to talk some football. We're going to talk about a lot of things. He is the newly appointed baseball coach at Middle Tennessee Christian School and also the bus driver.
I got a CDL. I can drive the bus.
There you go. I mean, you
I
know.
I drove it everywhere last year. I don't mind driving.
A multifaceted
person. That's the best seat in the house. Yeah.
It really is on the bus, that's for sure.
Kind of like sitting at the head of the table at the buffet.
Yeah. Well, that's a good spot to be at, too.
There you go.
Going to talk a little football in terms of what's coming up and some highlight some players today, Coach. And I know year one didn't go like you wanted to be, but had a – unbelievably amount of injuries too, and to the wrong people. So I don't want to jinx you for this year.
That's
so,
right, no jinx.
But how are we doing with the injuries this year?
Hey, we're doing good.
Good.
We've been very fortunate that we've had no big injuries. We've got one kid, he transferred over, Bryson Hamrick, is an offensive defensive lineman, and he's a big difference maker for us. He hadn't been healthy throughout our first couple of weeks of practice. He's got some back spasms, and we're working on that to try to get him healthy because we need him on the field. He's a definite impact player, his strongest kid on the team. But he's just got some back trouble right now, and it's nothing to do with practice or anything. He kind of did this last year when we were in the weight room in the fall, and it's just something that's irritating and hurting him. And, you know, we're just trying to find the best way to get him on that field.
So not a major problem, sidelines him for a little bit.
If you've ever had a back spasm, you know how aggravating
it is. I have, sir.
If you're a football player, it's hard to move around with a back spasm.
I've had them at age 33, and they told me quit playing basketball and doing all those kind of things that young men should do.
That's
so
right.
It happens with young guys, too.
If you get fat, you ain't got to work. You see, you can't pull fat. Fat don't pull. Muscle.
Well, I've been
pull.
There, too. I am there. So, right. You know, I understand that. Let's talk a little bit about the Cougars, and you mentioned one, and I think you were really last year looking for them to we focused on trying to learn how to win, and the situations were, you know, when you have the opportunity, you've got to seize it, and I don't think that's changed with you at all.
Well, you know, I asked our kids, I said, 48 minutes, how many minutes did we compete last year? And some would answer 6 minutes, some would answer 10, and that's about right, and we've got to find a way to compete for 48 minutes. Winning will come when we learn to compete at the highest level we can, whatever that level is. And every player is different, and everybody's got different talents and abilities. But if we can learn to compete at our best, at our 100% level, and if we can do that 48 minutes, the wins will come, or we'll be closer to wins. And I'm not necessarily looking at wins and losses. I'm looking at how well we compete. We've had some good days. We've had some bad days, just like everybody else. But, you know, I've been really – you know, yesterday was the first full day of school. First full day of school is always usually the worst practice because kids stay up all night and, you know, they're not used to getting up early and having a full day and they're hungry. But we had a great practice yesterday afternoon. We had a light practice. We watched film. We went out in shorts and tees. I think that maybe helped because you go out in full pads when they've been in school all day, they're worn out. So we took a little bit different psychological, you know, approach to the practice, and it went really well. But our kids are working really, really hard. When you've had so many freshmen as we did last year who played, and then they're now sophomores, I'm really happy with the way that they're doing things. And if we can learn to just stay focused at what we're doing and not shoot ourselves in the foot offensively, I mean, we move the football in every scrimmage we've had. We've scored in every scrimmage we've had. You know, Brent Hoffbauer is our quarterback. He's doing a good job. He's a senior. He's earned his stripes, and he's going to get to lead this football team, and he's a great leader. He's not a real talkative guy, but at the same time, he does such a good job when the guys come back to the huddle, he's doing great job. He's going, let's go, but he does it quietly. It's nothing that anybody else might see, but as a coach and you're out there on the field, you see it. But
I guess leads by example as well.
He does. He leads by example. I mean, you know, he does. And what we're trying to do is allow him to do the things that he can do and help us move the football. A lot of receivers. I mean, Justin Wynn, a sophomore, is back. Oakley Starling, a junior, is back. Austin Melton, who was a freshman, is a sophomore. Jordan Evans, I mean, he got hurt last year. I remember in the first game he had a touchdown and was in the end zone, and ball pops loose. And, you know, he's back, and he's doing a great job. So there's all those young guys that you just listed. And then we've got a host of some new freshmen that's going to come out and help us, you know, in the receiving corps as well. Running back Zach Brandon is a senior who played a little bit of running back last year, and it probably was, you know, when he was junior high and probably as a sophomore, he was an offensive lineman. But he is running the ball so hard. I mean, he is really, you know, you see kids sometimes come out and the light comes on their senior year and they really want this and they realize that this is it for me. And he's doing a great job for us. And, you know, I'm hoping for great things for him. Our offensive line is so much improved.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you. The offensive, defensive line, so important.
And, oh, yes.
You were starting them young as well.
Oh, yes. I mean, Kyle Howard is a senior that's back for us this year, and he'll play right guard and also be, a big guy for us, a defensive end on defense. Sam Mathis is a true freshman that'll play center for us, and he's got a great motor and really smart kid and does a great job and will play a lot of defense for us as well. Trey Batista is a junior who started as a sophomore and never played before last year and got a lot of – I mean, he played every game, and he's gotten so much – but he's a kid that got to spend a ton of time in the weight room. He's gotten so much stronger, so much more confidence, playing with confidence, going to help us both ways. Gavin Burgess, who's a sophomore, who was he got some awards last year as a freshman. If we can keep him healthy, he's going to be big for us both sides. Franklin Roberts, who played only defense last year, played defensive tackle and, you know, learned the game and played so much better, is playing both ways. And I'm telling you, he's probably one of the strongest kids we have. Big kid. Didn't know if he could come in and play both ways. He's played both ways, and, I mean, he's in great shape. And he's a good-looking kid. He's one we won't get off the bus first. He looks good. And so he looks really nice, and I'm very proud. I mean, and that's our front guys, our anchors right there. You know, are we going to have our weak moments? Sure, but we're definitely better than we were last year. And I I don't know what that will transcend and what our season will be, but I know we're better up front.
Well, and that was your goal, wasn't it? I mean, to make them bigger. I mean, well, that they get in the weight room. And
we have now. I mean, we now have weight training classes at school in the day. We have the classes, and so I get to see my athletes during the day. We get to do our lifting, just like all these other schools here in town, and that's going to help. And going to get to see all the other. I mean, girls and boys. I mean, that's going to be so crucial and helpful for these kids. And then 3 o'clock comes, you can go to your practice and you can go home, and that's not 35, 40 extra minutes you got to spend in the weight room. And the kids that were in there, and one thing that I was able to do last year, all the eighth graders that were coming up that's going to be freshmen, they had PE class like sixth period. Well, I would go in there last year and I'd get them out myself, and I work with those kids. That group will be the strongest group that will ever leave when they graduate in the years to come, because I'm telling you, they made so much improvement in the weight room. If you looked at what they did in 14 to 15 weeks time, anybody would be impressed. And now here's these freshmen coming in, and they've had an off season of weight work, and it's paying big dividends, and it'll pay even bigger dividends as time goes on. But they're going to be
you really got to start with the middle school, you know, area.
No doubt.
Too. I think your all's program is even more unique than probably anybody's, because a lot of times they'll move in, they'll come in, and if you can establish that, I think on the front end. That's what you're trying to do.
Well, our middle school team, they had a great season last year, and a lot of those guys will be big contributors this year. And, our middle school team, they beat Moore County this Thursday night, 20-14. So, future, I hope, is going to be really good. I mean, if we can continue to, mold those players and make them into what we want them to be when they get into high school. But there's going to be a ton of freshmen that'll play. We are a freshman-sophomore team. I have 5 seniors, 6 juniors, and even some of the 5 seniors, they never played before. Just like last year, I had some guys come out, and hopefully they can contribute. But it's going to be nice one day when you say, hey, how many seniors you got, Coach? Hey, we got 15 seniors. We got, 13, 14 seniors, and they played since they were freshmen. And those days are coming.
How important is it for them to see you be active with the younger ones? And I mean, you know, there's some programs where you might not see the head coach till, you know, you're a sophomore, that kind of thing. So,
well, I mean, I think it's paramount. I mean, I'm a busy man, as you see. I got a lot of stuff to do, but I want to go to Moore County Thursday night, but we had practice and I couldn't go. But I want to be as many games as I can and watch those kids and encourage them. But, you know, Todd Miller, who kind of heads up our junior high program, and John Pickard and Glenn Hansel, all those guys do a great job. And, you know, we're just looking for what can they do to take those kids and help them to understand what we do at the high school level and prepare them so terminology and everything is the same and it's coherent and everybody's on the same page, and to get them then to learn to compete at the highest level they can. I mean, we're not by any means. I mean, do we have Division I football players? No, but I mean, it doesn't matter. If we got guys that are willing to compete for 48 minutes and play with the heart of a champion, that's all we want.
I was talking to Coach Carson earlier in the day, and he basically said the same thing. Working hard and the wins and losses, but the wins will come if you keep that same work ethic, and that's what you believe in as well.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, it's you got to play with an intense motor, and I saw us last year many times. It looked like we were just, you know, it's better to give than to receive. And we received a lot last year. We want to be a very graciously giving team this year. And, you know, I hope that will be the case. I mean, it's up to our kids. It's up to our kids to step out there. And just like this Friday night, we're going to have kids to step out there. And this is going to be the first football game they've ever even been in, some of those guys. And because they've never played. But then you got freshmen who are going to be on that field, and they're going to be nervous. And Nashville Christian's got a lot of upperclassmen, and they got a lot of speed. And, you know, we can't simulate that speed in practice. We don't have anybody that can do that. So we've got to be able to adjust. We've got to be able to see it coming. And then we've got to calm down and say, let's play the next play. And, you know, we can't get caught up in the moment of being shell-shocked, so to speak.
Well, I mean, and if you have that moment, You need to negate it or cut it back as much as you can.
Right.
Because you do that and you let it affect you, then the whole game you're
sure.
gone.
We may have set the record for turnovers last year, and so I'm praying that, you know, we're going to hold on to the football, we're going to protect it more, and do a good job of it. And we've got to get some. I've tried to encourage our defense. You know, takeaways. We got to find a way to take the football away. And if we can do that, you know, anytime you get the other team to turn the ball over, that's a good thing. And then we've got to be able to capitalize. People last year, they took our mistakes and they turned them into points. And we lost by a lot of big margins last year. And I'm hoping and praying that we can this year, you know, play fast when the ball is snapped. But we want to make that clock run. We want to shorten the game. And we want to have a chance in the fourth quarter to still be in the football game and have a chance to win. And if we do that and if we compete, we'll have a chance to do that.
It's really difficult to win a game driving the ball 20, 80 yards every single time you get the ball. And that's why the takeover thing is so important.
That's right. No doubt about it.
I want to talk a little bit about depth, because I know you've been working on that too.
Sure.
Trying to get a few more bodies out there in case you do have some injuries. And being a young team anyway, if you lose some of those senior statesmen, then you may be stuck with a few more freshmen coming in there. But I know you've been working on that in the offseason.
Well, absolutely. You know, as far as the offensive line, we've got a kid, Leo Arantes. He's a 10th grader, and he's kind of our, you know, basketball, you have a sixth man. Well, he's our offensive line. He can play every position, from center guard, tackle, all the way across, and he's kind of our first guy off the bench for them, but we don't have a ton of depth after that. So we're going to pray that our linemen stay healthy. You know, at the quarterback position, I have total confidence in Peyton Buckner to go out there. He played a lot last year, and Peyton's going to be – him and Austin Melton are going to split time at the Y position, and he's also one of our starting outside linebackers, so he could run it. Justin Wynn could come from receiver, and he can play quarterback. And he's got reps, but Justin's a guy that we want on the field playing both ways, and so we figured the best way for him to do that is stay at receiver, and he can play safety. Secondary-wise, you're going to hear a lot of it. Caleb Bryan is a senior, he's never played before. He's going to help us. Trey Hickey is a freshman. Of course, Jordan Evans and all those guys, you know, they've played before. Oakley Starling could play some defense for us. He played some last year. Chaz Chafin, there's a junior who's never played football before, and he is very athletic. He's going to play some for us. Sam Brown is a freshman that's come in from the Manchester area, and he's a good athlete. He should get some time there as well. linebacker Nick Merritt, our new elementary principal, moved in and brought to us a beautiful freshman, strong, good pasture football player, and he looks good. He's a running back, and he's going to give us some time there, but he's really a tough-nosed kid. He's thick. Low center gravity, and he's really physical. And that's what I like about him the most. And hopefully, you know, our linebackers are young. But there's another kid named Griffin Harper. Didn't play as a freshman last year. Not a big kid. Came out, and I'm telling you, we're out there in the first TCU, Oklahoma drill, what do you want to call it? And he's making all these tackles, and I'm like, who is this guy? And he's not very big, but right now he's one of our starting inside linebackers. So there's a breath of fresh air, but our linebackers are very, very young. I mean, we're all 10th graders, and some of them are all trying to figure it out, and they're a couple of freshmen. Braden Melton, who's the brother of Austin Melton, he's one of those freshmen who's come alive, and he's a guy, he can play linebacker, he can play defensive tackle, he can play defensive end, he can play running back. He's got a lot of talent, and he's got a good motor. That's what I love about him the most. His motor's running all the time, and he may not know where he's going sometimes, but he goes fast, and so I like that.
You know, do you ever see, and you were talking about some that have not played, but just they just have natural ability, don't they? I mean, and they pick the game up fast and may have not played any.
Griffin Harper, it's amazing to me to watch him. I mean, not even you know, having any reps at linebacker at all, and he steps out there and he just goes to the football, makes a tackle. I'm like, you kidding me? I mean, and that if he, you know, the bad thing is we got to protect him and we got to keep defensive linemen off of him, because I mean, if the other night we're in a scrimmage game and one of those offensive linemen got to him and oof, he's going backwards pretty quick, looks like he's on skates, and so we got to protect him. And that's what we try to do with our guys up front. Our job is to keep offensive linemen off our linebackers and let them make the tackle. Clayton Mitchell's another guy who, you know, I've tried to encourage him to play some defense, and he has improved so much. I mean, he's a kid who was a soccer player, never caught a football in his life, and he goes out there and he's making great catches. And at the same time, he's a kid who understands to be, you know, physical, and he does, and he was our scout team running back last year. That's probably why he understands being physical, is because he got beat up a lot, he got tackled every day, and I hope he's going to help us. I really think he can, and I'm looking for him to.
I don't think you've left anybody out, have you?
I'm doing my best.
Yeah,
to name
you did
everybody.
A good job.
I'm sure I'll miss somebody.
I want to
mention one more person. Chris Collins was our senior. He was our center last year, and he's a senior. And we moved him to defensive tackle, and I'm telling you, it's like we found the place for him to play, because he is doing a great job for us and expecting big things out of him. He's very explosive, and that's what we want him to be. We're taking the role of, we're saying, hey, you can be a backup offensive lineman, but right now all we want you to be is our starting defensive tackle, and he's doing a marvelous job.
I hear some excitement in your voice, Coach, and
I'll be excited next Saturday morning.
Well, and like you said, there may be some lumps down the road, but I know you're improving and you're going in the right direction. I know you feel that way,
and no doubt.
I wanted to tell you, we've talked about Nashville Christian a little bit here, and then you host Ezell Harding on the 24th, and. I know it's important to you guys to get off to a good start. What are you looking for? I know you said no wins. A win would be great, of course.
Outstanding.
But what are you at the very minimum, what are you looking for in your team in these first 2 weeks?
I want us to be able to move the chains, and I would love to see – I mean, every defense wants three and outs. I don't care if they drive the ball the length of the field on us. Let's pop it loose on the five and take it away from them. You know, bend, but don't break.
Right.
You know, all the cliches you can say defensively. But I want to see us play fast. I want to see us play furious. I mean, reckless abandon. That's what I want to see. And these guys, I mean, some have it, some don't. And I just want them to have fun. I mean, we've been trying to have a good time. I'm trying my best to stay. You know, I want my kids to understand. I understand you're going to make mistakes. I understand there's going to be a bad snap, a fumble, all those different things. Line up and play the next play and play it with passion. Compete for 48 minutes. If they will do that, I don't care if we go 0-10, if we'll compete for 48 minutes. If we lose 7-6 every week, I'll be the happiest man in the world, because I know we're competing. But nobody likes to go home and it's 47-7 and the game's over at halftime. And I mean, that's no fun for anybody. And it all comes down to, will you compete for 48 minutes?
Brian Stewart, head coach of the Middle Tennessee Christian School Cougars and new baseball coach. You want to do the scoreboard with me? Man, Cougar Corner scoreboard?
I'll do whatever you want.
You've got about 1 minute to go down the scoreboard. Judy Coates, of course. And you mentioned that 2014 win. That's got to make you happy with the junior
Absolutely.
High team.
Absolutely. Love the junior high. Just looking forward to, I mean, once again, we got some good athletes coming up and proud of what they're doing. And, you know, kudos to the coaches and the kids.
In high school soccer, you're the AD. You're going to be happy. They got to win 2-0 over Laverne on Thursday night.
Absolutely.
And upcoming this week in golf, it's against Fayetteville City High School on Monday.
Golf beat Page, I think, the other day, and that was the first time ever. How about that?
See,
Coach
you're
Berkey,
full of good news
Coach
today.
Coach Berkey, not only is he a guru on the hardwoods, but he can sit out there and walk down the fairways and give great golf advice. How about that?
That's exactly right. And some other thing, you've got a really good girls assistant coach that knows how to win. You know,
absolutely,
little Miss Anne Marie.
Absolutely.
So that's a good hire as well. Tuesday, Eagleville Cascade in golf and soccer, they're going to play the Mid 10 Crusaders in a scrimmage. So everybody, go out and take a look at the Cougars. You
come
know,
on out, come on out, and support.
And then Thursday, this is a full slate here. In golf, Friendship and Watertown, junior high volleyball versus Eagleville, high school girls soccer at Friendship, that's a scrimmage, junior high girls soccer versus Mount Juliet Middle, and junior high football at Liberty. And let's see, I think we've got a volleyball game on Friday, and guess what? There's a football game.
How about that?
The Cougars are playing at Nashville Christian on Friday.
Well, you know, you just got to hurry up after the game. Just drive on down and come to Nashville.
Caps it off the whole week.
Absolutely.
Cougar Athletics. And then the cross-country team, the 5K, is on Saturday the 18th.
There you go. A lot of activities. Plenty to do.
Boy, you're a busy man.
Well, I try. I forgot about this. I'm sitting there working this morning on scout report and working everything up, and somebody says something about the call. I said, I got to get to the bucket. I said, I forgot. I forgot all about it.
Don't worry. Don't worry. We'll call you if that happens. You know, we always – Brian has a way of getting in touch with everybody.
I appreciate it.
Hey, that's going to do it for the Cougar Corner edition of football with Brian Stewart. You know, I almost called you Brian Williams at NBC.
Right.
I'm having trouble with names today. I'm not getting back in the groove. But anyway,
too much bacon.
We may just do this every week and just forget about Brian in this little Cougar Corner scoreboard. Did a great job.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Glad to be back in the saddle.
Coach Brian Stewart, the head coach of the Middle Tennessee Christian School Cougars, they're going to be traveling to Nashville Christian, and that's going to be this Friday night. And game time, Coach?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
I hope that's right. I just guessed.
I love 7 o'clock starts. All right. For Brian Barrett and Coach Stewart, this is John Dingens. We'll see you next Saturday for Cougar Corner, preceded by the Prentice Awesome Heating Air Coach's Corner. For everybody back at the station, this is John Dingens saying so long, everybody, and have a good weekend.
You've been listening to Cougar Corner with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and the Middle Tennessee Christian School coaches, live from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike. Keep up with MTCS Athletics online at mtcscougars.org, the official website of Middle Tennessee Christian School. And don't miss joining us here on WGNS AM FM again next week for another edition of Cougar Corner.